Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Elena Clancy Hansen.
Yes, good morning.
You are so busy this morning, Elena, running around, getting, you. I know you're organized. Now it's the time to get all those things together for the big band Harvest Dance coming up.
Yes, on Sunday.
This Sunday. And, you know, when I first looked at it, I thought, oh, Sunday. But it's a good time for folks to get together.
Absolutely. It is. It is the best day to get together.
All right. So tell us what's happening and when it's happening and where it's happening.
Okay. The Whaling Big Band, which is a big band from Southwest Iowa managed by Denny Whaling, is coming to the Egger Hall at 6 p.m. on Sunday. And they perform the majority of the evening. We also serve dinner for our guests. And the highlight of the evening, I've been told, is the vast array of cupcakes that we serve.
Yeah. When cupcakes became popular, you just picked right up on that, and it is amazing.
Yes. So, I think we have 12 or 13 flavors.
Oh, my gosh.
So you'll have a variety to choose from.
And how many can I have?
Well, we'll start you off with one, but
okay.
It depends on how many people come. So
Okay. Hopefully
you only get one because we have so many people there.
So maybe you can dance a while and then you can see if there's any cupcakes left and renew your energy or something.
Exactly.
Okay. And so it starts at 6 with dinner?
Yes.
Okay. And what's for dinner?
We're going to have shredded pork and shredded beef sandwiches. The meat is being donated by our local pork and beef producers
Great.
Here in Audubon County, and then the grocery store is actually preparing it, and then we'll have a relish tray and a few sides to go along with that.
Okay, so. And then top it all off with a cupcake, and I'm sure you have some coffee or water, some beverages to go with that.
Yep, we have some beverages as well, correct.
Okay, and as I said, this is a great time to get together. It's a social event. It's a fun event, so you can come to the Agro Hall and see some people maybe you don't see all the time. You know,
yeah.
It's a great social event. So
it's also a fundraiser, and our funds this year are going to help purchase an anesthesia machine for the surgery department. Will be a second machine or also a backup if something were to happen to the first one. So We're hoping to increase the number of patients we can see and put through surgery on a daily basis with that second machine. So,
and the foundation is really important to the hospital, and that means it's important to all the people who use the hospital.
That's correct.
Yes. So how long has the foundation been in existence? I know you haven't been there since it started. But
no, actually, 2014 will start our 20th year.
Wow.
So we have a lot in store for 2014 to celebrate our 20th year.
I guess. And when I'm sure, Elena, you've looked back in history to see all of the things that have been purchased, all of the support that you've given the hospital.
Yes. And, I mean, it's everywhere from helping with, most recently, the renovation project in the outpatient surgery area, or the outpatient clinic area, to anything, just, you know, educational materials for patients and equipment that, you know, that improves their stay or their visit or their patient care. So
now, how many members are in the foundation? You have a foundation board.
Yeah, we have a board of directors, and there's 8 people on there, and they're all from Audubon County. We have business owners. We have, you know, just people who are active in their communities, retired school teachers, just kind of anybody and everyone who's willing to help and contribute towards the foundation board. So
then are there other members of the foundation, or do you have an auxiliary? Because I know, you know, you can't do all of this all by yourself.
I'm kind of a one-person show as far as the director.
Right.
The hospital does have an auxiliary that, and we try to work together when we can, but it's pretty much my board and me when it comes to the foundation. So and my board is very helpful. They do so much, and there's no way that I could do it without them.
Right. Yeah, it's just too much work, and you need those kind of networks to get in touch with people. Now, there's some other things coming up in the future that you want to mention besides the dance, and we'll come back and remind people that in a minute. But
Tuesday we have our masquerade jewelry fair, and that's the $5 jewelry is everything from scarves and necklaces and rings and bracelets and earrings and everything you can imagine. And we line the hallways, and everything is $5.
Hmm.
So a great opportunity to stock up and still support a great cause.
Yes. Maybe even some gift items there. I mean,
exactly. With the holidays coming up, it's a great opportunity.
Okay. And that's, why do you call it Masquerade?
That's the company's name.
Ah.
They come in and they do, yep, they call it, that's their company name. So.
Okay. Okay. Interesting to know that, you know, when you say jewelry, you're really talking beyond what we might think of as jewelry. When you mention scarves, I mean, that's a part of, I guess, our jewelry now. But it may be not what some people think of. So scarves, too, or $5?
Yes, and that's a great deal for a scarf anymore.
Absolutely. And mm-hmm. and my coworkers and I were talking this morning. I'm not sure that for women we can get too many scarves.
No, my husband says the same thing about me.
No, they're just great accessories. Now, where is that held?
That is going to be at the hospital here in Audubon, and it's going to be upstairs by the Education Center.
Okay, and again, that's Tuesday?
Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay, excellent. So stop by then. What are some of the other fundraisers or other activities that you do throughout the year?
Throughout the year, we do a scrubs fair, which is kind of geared towards our employees, and that gives them an opportunity to buy their nursing scrubs or their work scrubs on site, and then part of that money also comes back to help support the foundation. We also do, we just got done with our book fair, and that is the books are fun, and they come in and they set up. And it's kind of, I mean, there's books, but there's cookbooks, and then there's card sets and different fun things to go along with the books. And for 2014, we are actually going to organize a 5K endurance mud run on the fairgrounds during the Audubon County Fair. So that's kind of our big way to celebrate. And then our biggest fundraiser is our golf tournament, as always.
Okay. And what? When is that held? What month?
That will be the last week, the last Sunday in July.
Okay. So you have to keep something going all the time there, Elena.
Absolutely. Yes. My life never slows down.
Well, we wouldn't want you to get bored, that's for sure.
No.
That's for sure.
No.
And Audubon County Hospital has lots to offer people in the area. It's really great that people don't always have to go somewhere else and get the services you have. And I'm thinking you have some of those doctors and so on that come in from other places to be at the hospital, correct?
Correct. Yep, we have a wide variety of specialists who come into our outpatient clinic, either on a monthly or a weekly, a biweekly or a monthly basis. They come in, and you can schedule all of those appointments just by calling the hospital, and they'll get you set up. So it's real easy.
Okay, great resource to have close to home.
Very close to home, and we're very lucky to have those specialists come in.
So let's go back and review this big band harvest dance that's coming up.
Yes. Sunday, the doors will open at 5:30, and the band will start at 6, along with supper will be served at 6 p.m. And you can stay as late as 10 p.m., and you can dance all night, and we will have a few door prizes. So,
okay. And just in case, you know, hopefully when you say big band, people kind of have an idea of what kind of music, but you might just elaborate a bit on that.
Well, I am not an expert on big band music by any means, but it's like waltz style, and what I like to refer to as like the Lawrence Welk era. It's kind of the best way to interpret that. That's kind of how it's easiest for me to explain it.
Okay.
So. And we just want to remind people, you don't have to dance. There are a lot of couples that do come and dance, and I've heard that part of the fun is just sitting and watching.
Exactly. So. Yeah. Not everybody knows how to dance, or maybe can't, you know, has the ability to dance. For some reason, not going to dance, but hey, it's great music to listen to, as well as, again, visit with other folks that are there. So it's a great opportunity to participate in a community event and have a great time.
Exactly.
Well, thank you very much, Elena Clancy Henson, for visiting with us from the Audubon County Hospital Foundation.
And thank you for that opportunity.
You bet. Till next time, here's a thought. The road to progress is up and down, but higher with each climb.